word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And here we greet you in the name of the Lord as we come before the microphones here, talking to them and using the electronic system, the technology that is in place that allows us to broadcast messages and to send them out to be of an encouragement to people wherever they are, to help them to go in the right direction. The light, the Lord, the Word of God, light for this day, for this hour. God has for us instructions on how to live and how we are to be. You know, the Christian is a person who has acknowledged his need, his weaknesses, his sinfulness, and has turned to the right place for help, for strength, and for guidance. And the psalmist David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, what does a shepherd do? He leads the sheep. Who needs the shepherd? The sheep need the shepherd. We need the Lord. If the sheep were on their own, able to forage for themselves, then the sheep would be in no need of a shepherd. One of the things that we consider when I'm talking about this, and quite the opposite of the sheep, is a lion. A lion is not one that needs a shepherd. A lion roams about on its own. It roars on its own. It looks for its own food. It takes its own food. It is a thief. It's a vicious foe, a vicious predator, having no concern for whatever it eats. It will kill young lions and eat them, the baby lions of another pride of lions. When an old lion takes over a new pride of female lionesses, he will eat all of the male offsprings of the one who has just lost the battle and will kill those. And it's even been said that some of them will eat their own. So a lion doesn't need anyone to care for it. It has the ability to go out and forage for food on its own. You don't see people herding lions. The lion would be walking behind the shepherd to eat the shepherd. But the shepherd leads the sheep, and the sheep are protected by the shepherd. The sheep need the protection of the shepherd because the sheep are weak. The sheep does not have good eyesight, can hear quite well, but the sheep does not go out on its own, foraging for itself. It trusts the master, trusts its owner to go where the food is and where the protection is. Loves its owner, recognize its owner, and feels like it's a part of the owner and says that we need you, just follows the leader, the shepherd. Well, that's the attitude that we're to have. The Lord used the sheep to teach us the attitude that we're to have. Well, who wants to be a lion? A lion has to care for itself. Well, the sheep are protected by the shepherd. And the Lord is my shepherd. He is the shepherd of the saints, of the Christians. The Lord keeps us. The Lord teaches us. The Lord strengthens us. The Lord provides for us. So we thank the Lord that we can say, He is my shepherd. He is my Savior. He is the light of my life, and He is my very present help. That's what we say of the Lord. We need Him, and we readily acknowledge our need. And tell the Lord we need Him every hour, not a moment should we ever be away from Him. Father, we ask for Thy blessings again today. We ask for the power of God upon this ministry, upon the people who listen. We pray Thee to help us to be a blessing and an encouragement to each who listens. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Look again in your Bible in the book of Genesis chapter 27. Now Esau and Jacob are now coming to the place to where they are going to see their ailing father, their aging father, put forth the effort to give to them the blessing. He wants to bless Esau, has told Esau to go out and make him savory meat such as he loves. The mother, overhearing this, decides that she's going to step in and see that Jacob gets the blessings instead of Esau. And she disguises her son using her other son's clothing and using her knowledge of her son and of her husband to deceive her husband and to benefit her favorite son. And so Jacob is now about to eat the meat, the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So she puts the food in Jacob's hand, and he takes it in to his father. And he said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I. Who art thou, my son?" Now notice he asked the question, "Who art thou?" And this indicates that there was a question in his mind. In verse 1 of chapter 27, it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, "My son." And he said unto him, "Behold, here am I." Now, he didn't say, "Who art thou?" He said, "Behold, now I am old." When he heard Esau give his reply, he didn't say, "Who art thou?" But when he hears Jacob give the reply, he says, "Who art thou?" And Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau, thy firstborn." Now, you can see where Jacob's focus is. It is on this matter of the being firstborn. Now, was he telling a truth or was he telling a lie? Now, you remember earlier he had bought the birthright from his brother Esau when he said to him, "Sell me thy birthright and I will give you some of this food." And so Esau sold his birthright. And so Jacob is saying, now, based upon my knowledge, or based upon this transaction between my brother and me, I am your firstborn son. Now, he did this without the knowledge of the father. "I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me." Again, he is focusing on the blessing. He's wanting that. He's wanting his father to pronounce upon him the blessings that have been promised to to Isaac himself. They were promised to Abraham. They were given to Abraham, from Abraham bestowed upon Isaac, from Isaac to be bestowed upon the firstborn Esau. But Jacob and Rebekah step in and they change this whole situation. And Isaac said unto his son, "How is it that thou hast found so quickly, my son?" So there's another question in his mind. He questioned him because of the voice. Now he questions him because of how quickly he has returned. And see, Jacob is in a hurry. He knows he must get this deal done before Esau returns from the field. So he wants to get past all of the preliminaries. And Jacob is now just pressing the matter. And Isaac is trying to be more sure about what's going on. So he's asked one question. Now he's asking another question. "How did you find this so quickly?" And Jacob said, "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." So now he is telling another lie. He is using everything that he can. He had said, "I'm your firstborn. Now the Lord brought this to me." And Isaac said unto Jacob, "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son." So the voice, and now the return, and now let me feel your arms and see if you are indeed my son, my firstborn Esau. He said, "That I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him. And he said, "The voice is Jacob's voice." And so Isaac is going to still pursue the truth, But the hands are the hands of Esau. And he was feeling, now remember, his vision was gone. So he's feeling the skins that his mother had put on his arm. In verse 23, and he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, and his brother as his brother's Esau. So he blessed him, and he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. So now he has looked at all of these bits of evidence that caused questions in his mind. He still had much doubt, couldn't see very well, but he knew what he must, what it was that he was to do. And so he goes on and he blesses his son, whom he thinks is Esau, who is actually Jacob. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of the raven and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son, it is as the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed. So he is still having questions in his mind. All the way he has questions. Never once has he fully been convinced, because if he is convinced, he would not have gone the next round trying to find the truth. It's like an object that is lost. You ever know why it is always in the last place you look? When you've lost something, it's always going to be in the last place you look. You know why? Because you stop looking for it. You found the object. And when you're looking for the truth, you stop searching for the truth when you have found the truth. Now, when I was under conviction of as being a lost man and did not know what to do, when I heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I did not look further for the truth. I had found the truth. I have never looked for anything else. I've never looked for anyone else. When the Lord Jesus saved my soul and brought me into a right relationship with Himself, then I had peace with God, and I stopped the search. Jacob has done many things to deceive his father. His father has not had a peace of mind. He is even moving so far as to say, move near so that I can smell and see if you are really indeed my son. You sound like Jacob. You have returned quickly. I don't have full peace, but he pursues the matter. And now he is pronouncing the blessing. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, then Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And so we'll have to stop at this point. After the blessing has been bestowed and packaged upon Jacob, now it's time for great grief to be brought upon Isaac. Father, we ask for thy blessings again today. We plead the blood. We ask thee to hear from heaven and help us again. We ask that thou wouldest give us wisdom to know thy word and thy way and to do it. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Well, join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson.